To Harris's relief, they returned through the town in the gleaming cars of their first visit. She had not looked forward to climbing back on a horse. I could get addicted to this.
Addicted to what? Riding in parades?
That, and being the conquering hero. Knowing I did something really worthwhile. Harris refrained from pointing out that Cecilia herself hadn't done that much. She'd volunteered her, well, their yacht and crew, but she herself had not fired a weapon. Still, she had been in danger with them, and in all honesty, Harris herself had enjoyed the cheering crowds.
This is the easy part.
I know. But then I always did like victory celebrations. I never thought I'd have another one, not like the old days.
Didn't you get any satisfaction out of your return to Rock House?
Not really. The king resigned. I had no chance to talk to him first. And Lorenza, she escaped. Even if she died, and I agree she must have, she escaped me. I wanted to slap her smug face myself. Then I found out the yacht wasn't mine anymore. I couldn't even take off on my own.
But we did.
Yes, we did. Out of your courtesy, it was no longer my right. I'm sorry, Harris. It must sound silly to you, but all the way back from the Guerny Republic, I fantasized such a gorgeous, impressive homecoming, storming in and confounding everyone. The feeling we've had today, that's what I had in mind. Bands playing, flags waving, my family all in a heap of contrition. Admission of guilt, begging of forgiveness. Instead, with the king's resignation, everything seemed to fall apart. My affairs didn't matter that much compared to the change in government. I wasn't a hero after all. Very annoying, actually. Especially when Berenice had the nerve to say that if I was going to get rejuvenation, I should have spent a little more and gotten some remodeling.
What?
Oh, yes. After all, I didn't have to live the same selfish life as before, and if I'd bother to try, I could look quite nice and perhaps marry. I swear, Harris, it was at that moment I decided to sue them for their idiocy. Before that, I had been annoyed, but that did it. Not a scrap of remorse for the hell she'd put me through in that damned nursing home, but the same old superior attitude about my looks and my duty to the family. I'll show her duty, I thought.
Harris had wondered more than once why Cecilia was so determined to sue the family. Now she was caught between sympathy and laughter.
It wasn't very tactful of her.
She never was tactful. No small child is. One reason I don't like small children. But she was remarkable, even for a child. She told me once, "You may be famous, but I'm pretty, and you never will be." It was true, of course, but it hurt anyway.
So that's why you've sued them?
Yes, mostly, I suppose. They keep thinking I'm nothing. Handy to do their chores when they wanted Ronnie off Rock House for a year. Handy for loans when they want to expand their holdings. Handy for a joke whenever they want to feel elegant and so on. And I just got tired of it.
Huh. It's Tommy this and Tommy that and Tommy take a walk.
What?
I thought perhaps you might know Kipling. One of his poems that will live as long as military organizations, because that's how the military is always treated. Despised until needed, then cozened into things. Blamed for whatever goes wrong and praised when it gets praise for the wrong things.
Exactly. Though I suppose my life hasn't been that bad, really.
Harris watched the flicker of amusement in Cecilia's eyes. Just when she'd given up, the woman would show that wry self-assessment, that ability to keep things in balance. They rode another few blocks in companionable silence. Then Cecilia shifted to face Harris directly.
"What's worrying you? You are as tense as on the island today, and it wasn't all saddle sores."
"We're celebrating too early. There's something wrong with that raid. We won too easily. We may have made things worse by winning. I'm half expecting Kutsudas to call and say there's an entire fleet of enemy ships coming in."
"That's ridiculous. Here? What are they going to steal? Horses and cattle and antelopes and sheep? And what enemy?"
"There are mining colonies on the gas giant's moons."
"Piddly. They're hardly 2 decades old and just now beginning to break even. Nothing unusual, and most of it will be processed in this system, developing an industrial base to allow bulk mining later."
"A slow payback on the investment."
"You're right. It hadn't occurred to me, but I wonder if that's going to be an effect of rejuvenant political influence."
"What?"
Harris was still trying to think why some enemy would make Xavier a target. As Cecilia had said, horses and cattle weren't usually of great interest to aggressive political entities. They looked for shipyards, manufacturing centers, things like that.
Well, Rejuvenance can afford the years to develop slow-growth industries, things that would have been marginal at best for non-rejuvenated individuals, projects that families can carry out only if they convince successive generations to support them.
Harris filed that away to think about later. At the moment, she was more interested in what had really happened with the raid, and what she could say to the Xavieran government, such as it was. At the party, the General Secretary bowed over her hand. Unlike Senior Captain Vasilos, who had seemed almost theatrical in his military posture, the General Secretary looked like an amiable bear, graying brown hair, bright brown eyes. Harris had not really looked at him before, but now she liked what she saw. She smiled, nodded, and let herself be passed on down the reception line. Beyond the line, her faithful escort showed her to a comfortable, softly padded seat. A waiter appeared with a tray of drinks, and another with a tray of finger foods. None of the people who came up to her seemed to think she looked funny, and after a while she quit thinking about the riding boots and breeches, especially when she saw half a dozen others wearing them. Cecilia appeared at her side with three rangy women as tall as herself.
Harris, these are the Carmody sisters. They own one of the breeding farms I'll be visiting.
Cecilia says you ride!
That was the youngest of the sisters, or the one who looked youngest. Harris suddenly noticed a blue and silver ring like Cecilia's, only higher on the woman's left ear. Then it sank in. Another horse enthusiast.
Only a little. In the parade, for instance.
Oh, but she said you rode to hounds. Tell me, does Bunny still have that fierce trainer? What was his name?
Don't they know anything but horses?
Yes, he does. And you're supposed to be thanking Harris for knocking off that raider.
Harris felt her irritation subsiding.
Well, of course, but Davin said all that, I thought. Now that it's over...
Yeah, I'm not really an expert on horses. Lady Cecilia has very kindly tutored me, but I'm already out of my depth.
Oh. Well, Cecilia, suppose you give us some idea of what you're looking for.
Harris would have laughed if she hadn't been trapped by her stiffening body into a corner that soon filled with all the horsey set on Xavier. Breeders, mostly, whom Cecilia introduced. Most of them just managed to remember why Harris was being honored before they launched into anecdotes about horses, arguments about breeding strategies and training methods, and plain, unmistakable brags. By the time the General Secretary's assistant came to suggest that she might like to meet with him and a few others in the library, she was feeling very grumpy indeed.